Wanted to definitely have this gentleman on. We've had a lot of fun the last couple of years, and we'll keep this thing rolling as long as I'm here. And as long as he's the head basketball coach at UC San Diego, we're going to go out once again to the Corky's Hotline tonight. We're joined by the head basketball coach at UC San Diego. Eric Olin joins us on the Mighty 1090. Well, an outstanding year, one of the better years the program has had. In the last six or seven, 16-11, 14-8 in the California Collegiate Athletic Association, and a tough loss last week to Cal State Stanislaus in the tournament, but you got everybody coming back, Coach.
Yeah, you know, not the way we wanted to finish, but, you know, really feel good about the year we had and then some of the things we accomplished and the direction we're going with everybody coming back.
Hey, kind of give me the synopsis of that game last week. It sounded like Cal State Stanislaus jumped on you pretty good.
Yeah, you know, we played pretty well in the first half. I thought we maybe we probably outplayed them for the first 10, 12 minutes, and then, you know, they played better than us the rest of the way. We struggled to score. They do a great job defensively. They're a tough matchup for us, and they were able to take control early in the second half, and we were just weren't able to get back in it. We kind of fought the whole way and then hung around, but ultimately weren't able to make enough plays.
Hey, the all-conference team come out?
It did. We had three players make the second-team all-conference. Adam Cly, Hunter Walker, and Drew Dyer, all three made it.
Oh, that's great stuff. What was the high of the season, you think, and what was the low of the season?
We went 8-2 in January and played really well, but you know the whole year was a progress for us. We talked about trying to get better every day. I thought our guys, you know, really took that approach. Obviously, when you don't play your best basketball, it's disappointing at the end. You know, it's a little easier if you play real well and then somebody just beats you, but when you feel like you didn't play great at the end, that's always disappointing and a tough way to finish. But you know, a lot of seasons in that way, and you just got to, you know, move on from it.
Eric Olin, our guest on the Corky's Hotline here on the Mighty 1090. Eric, how do you go about recruiting when you've got everyone coming back, and how many players would you like to bring into the program? But, again, I got to believe it's fairly difficult when players are coming out of high school. They're all league players averaging 20-plus a game, and they want to, you know, come, but they want to have an opportunity to compete right away.
Yeah, and our roster next year will probably be a little bit bigger than normal. Then we'll have five seniors graduating, and hopefully we'll get back to a more typical size. But, you know, we're going to recruit like we normally would because I don't want to be back in this situation again where we don't have any seniors. You know, and I feel like if we just take, you know, one or two players, then, you know, if a guy gets hurt or somebody redshirts or things like that, then you could be right back in that situation. So we're going to recruit like we normally would and bring in probably anywhere from three to four players. And then when we graduate five, we'll do something similar, and that'll get us back down to a more, typical roster number.
What's your top priority in recruiting right now?
Well, we'd love to have an impact big guy that can help us right away. I think that's where, we can make the most improvement. Right now, we do some different things to space the floor and create mismatches, you know, but we don't have a kind of go-to post scorer. And, you know, a lot of teams in the country, that's everybody's need, but we're doing our best to find a guy to come in and help us right away.
What do your players do during the off season?
Well, once the spring quarter starts, we work out kind of like our preseason schedule where we can have a couple hours a week with them. They get in the weight room a few hours a week, and we have open gym a couple times a week. So they're on like an 8-hour a week schedule, working on getting better in the spring, and then they concentrating on the classes. The spring quarter is usually a good one without all the travel where they can maybe take an extra class if they're trying to catch up. And then they typically have a few more weekends off so they can have a little time themselves as well.
You expect to lose any of your assistants?
I hope not. I really like my staff. I wouldn't be surprised if they had an opportunity or two going forward because they do a great job. And, you know, we feel lucky to have them. I would love to have them back, and that's the plan right now.
Hey, anytime you win, people take notice of the program.
Yeah, you know, we're hoping to, you know, create more of that going forward. We're, you know, feel good about what we've done this year and a lot to be proud of, but, you know, not satisfied. And we definitely want to keep the momentum going and you know, build on it going forward.
How are you going to attack your schedule for next year in the non-conference portion?
Well, we played a lot of road games this year. If you remember, we played everything on the everything on the road. So some of those teams are going to return and play us at home. And that was kind of my thinking, knowing we're going to have everyone back. We get some of those return games next year, so we'll have a few more home games in the non-conference. But we're going to play. We're going to play good teams. We're going to play tournament teams because that's what we want to be. And so we're going to, you know, going to be in the tournament. You got to beat the teams that are there, and that's what that's the way we're going to schedule. So it's going to be difficult. Are challenging, and you know, I think our guys embrace that.
Hey, Eric, in Division II basketball, how does it work? You know, getting a home and home series. You know, in Division I, I mean, a lot of times, you know, if you're a big name school, you can bring a team in, maybe a 2-for-1, and you're giving them a pretty good payday when they come in. How does it work in Division II when you guys are working out your schedules and doing home and homes?
Yeah, most of the schools Division II don't have that kind of budget to pay for a single home game or get a, you know, kind of a 2-for-1 deal. So we just mostly do just a 1-for-1 home and home series, you know, and then so we'll go play somewhere and then they'll come back and play us. You know, we in Division II, you know, a lot of schools want to get multiple games when they travel. So, you know, sometimes we'll go out and play in maybe their tournament or classic. Like we did that this year, we went out to School of Mines in Denver and played School of Mines in Fort Lewis on a Friday, Saturday. School of Mines will come back next year, but Fort Lewis won't. So we got two games on that trip, and then School of Mines will return it. So things like that, you got to be creative. But if you're willing to go play people, you can get games at home.
You know, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the exhibition games, not necessarily the non-conference, but the exhibition games. You normally get an opportunity to play two, correct?
We can play three.
You can play three. Now, not this year, but the prior year, you went out and played Jamie Dixon's University of Pittsburgh. And I know Chris Carlson, you know, had an association, and he was able to work that out before he left. But are you looking to really challenge your team maybe in those two or three exhibition games next year?
Yeah, absolutely. We would love that opportunity. And, you know, a lot of Division I programs are a challenge for us. So if we, like the Pitt game, going to another part of the country and, you know, playing in an environment that we maybe not get that opportunity, that's what that game is about for us, just as much as the challenge of playing against those guys.
Mm-hmm.
The experience for our group to get to go out there and play in that environment is something that's hard to replicate at Division II. So anytime we get an opportunity like that, we try and take advantage.
Well, hey, it's been a pleasure once again this year to have you on. I always look forward to it. It keeps me up to snuff on what's going on out there. And congratulations on an outstanding year. And I know you've got your sights set on being a lot higher next year in the standings.
Coach, I really appreciate you having me on each week. And it was a lot of fun talking to you. Thanks so much.
Hey, be well, Eric. Touch base if you need anything.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks again, Coach. Take care.
You're welcome. There's Eric Olin, the head basketball coach, UC San Diego. They finished 16-11, 14-8 in the California Collegiate Athletic Association.